This is the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, show number 4. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here with me. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy as we prepare for this holiday season that is quickly approaching. Today's episode, we're going to talk about debt and steps you need to take in order to get out of debt. Now, the first question we need to ask ourselves is, why are people in debt? Why are you in debt? Well, before you try to get out of debt, you have to identify the reasons that got you there in the first place. Are there any particular behaviors that drove you to get into debt? And then once you sit down, you internalize that, you make a list of your debts, you try to figure out, what am I doing that's causing me to go into debt? And then once you figure that out, then you have to make a promise to yourself that you'll never do it again once you get out of debt. Now, quite frankly, if you don't address the behaviors that got you into debt in the first place, then getting out of debt this time won't really matter because you're going to go do the same exact thing again and then just repeating the cycle. So big thing here is really figuring out what actions, what behaviors that cause you to get into debt, and then making sure that you're not doing those same things again. So why are you in debt? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Maybe you're buying a brand new expensive car every few years. Or maybe you're just, buying, foreign-made vehicles that cost way more, way more than you can afford to spend on it. But you're looking at the monthly payment and you're like, oh yeah, I could swing that. Or maybe you're living in a house that's bigger than you need. And most of the money that you have coming in is, going to upkeep of the house. Or maybe you're just simply living above your means. And like I mentioned before, keeping up with the Joneses, maybe you're living in a nice house in the suburbs and all the other folks have brand new cars. So you're buying brand new cars. Maybe your neighbors like, Louis Vuitton brand. So you're buying Louis Vuitton to keep up with them. Or maybe everyone in your circle or close friends constantly go on vacation. And you don't necessarily have the money to go on vacation, but you go ahead and you put it on your credit card. And then you deal with the consequences when you come back. And 6-7 months later, after your vacation, you're still trying to pay off your credit card. Or maybe you're just experiencing lifestyle creep. Now, to explain lifestyle creep, that's basically, let's say you had a job and you started out, you're making $50,000 and, you're comfortable making $50,000. You're able to cover all your bills. You're able to, spend time with your friends, enjoy life a little bit. And when let's say the next year, maybe you got a bonus or your paycheck increases and then you go from $50,000 to $60,000. And now slowly over time, what ends up happening is, maybe you're just spending a little bit more going out on restaurants, maybe a little bit more on entertainment, maybe a little bit more on vacation. And then the next thing you know, your lifestyle just went from comfortable at $50,000 to now comfortable at $60,000. And you didn't even realize that it was happening. But if you were to go back to living on $50,000, you'll be like, oh my God, I can't do that. And that in a nutshell is pretty much what lifestyle creep is. But quite honestly, it really doesn't matter what the reason is that you got into debt. And this is specifically consumer debt. And whatever you've been doing, if you do have consumer debt, whatever steps you've been taking, whatever plan you had, it's obviously not working. So what does that mean? It means it's time to make a change. Now, this change may be drastic, or it may just be a subtle change. If you are, a couple thousand dollars in debt, may only take a little bit to get out of that. But if you're $100,000 in debt, then now we're looking at a drastic change because you have a bigger hole to fill up. So I have an article here by CNBC, and this one's dated 2 December, so about 2 weeks ago. And it's titled "The Average American Has $90,460 of Debt." And this article breaks out the type of debt and by age group, so you can see specifically what each age group has as far as debt goes. So, looking here, Gen Z, they classify that as age 18 to 23. They have $9,593 of debt. Millennials would be 24 to 39. They have $78,000. About $78,400 in debt. Gen X, age 40 to 55, they have a bit more, $135,000. And then baby boomers, which is 56 to 74, they have about $97,000 of debt. So, of those major groups, it seems that millennials have the largest increase in debt over the last 5 years. So they're increasing debt about 58% over the last 5 years. And well, if you look at it, it kind of makes sense because based on Gen X, which is age 40 to 55, they have about $135,000 worth of debt. So it looks like millennials might be just on track for that. And big takeaways, you could think about it, as you get into that 24 to 39 age group, you're probably moving out of your parents' house. You just finished college, and then you're, buying a house, you're getting married, and you're, having kids. And so the way they broke this down is some of the debt does include mortgage debt as well. So to further break it down as far as what the specific debts are, it seems. I'm not going to go into each and every one of the groups, but it seems overall Gen X has most of the debts here for auto loans, mortgage loans, student loans, and HELOC, which that stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. That may or may not be a bad thing depending on what they're using the HELOC for, but that kind of makes sense as far as the mortgage. And that's kind of what I just talked about. Auto loans really shouldn't have a auto loan at that point in your life. And student loans, $39,981, and that's at 40 years old. If, man, you should not have student loans at 40 years old. Definitely, definitely, definitely need to, pay that off. So it looks like based on this article, the Gen X group age 40 to 55 is carrying the highest debt of all groups at $135,000. And I mean, this isn't good. At 55, if you're lucky and you're trying to retire at 65, that gives you 10 years to pay off all that debt. And I can do an episode that looks at how much you have saved, people have saved in retirement. And break it down by age. But yeah, 135,000 if you're potentially 10 years away from retirement does not sound like, they're in good shape there. So given those statistics, what is debt keeping you from achieving? You sit back and think about what kind of life you want to live. Where do you see yourself? What does the golden years look like for you? What do you want to be able to do when you retire? What kind of life do you want to leave? Do you want to live? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? And how is debt preventing you from doing that? All right. How is debt preventing you from investing, giving you the ability to, retire with dignity, not retiring and getting a part-time job to supplement, Social Security and the little bit of savings that you have on the side and still requiring, help from your kids to take care of you, but retiring with dignity, being able to take care of yourself, being able to take care of any expenses that come up, any medical bills, being on your own, living the kind of life that you want to live based on working for the last 40, 50 years. What kind of is it stopping you from, going on vacation? Maybe you want to go on that dream vacation that you always been thinking about, taking your family, to Europe and or maybe going backpacking, going to 30 countries in 14 days. Or maybe it's just working less, not having to put in, 40, 50, 60 hours a week and taking that time back to spend it with your family. What is debt keeping you from doing? Maybe giving to your favorite charity, your church, taking care of an elderly, family member. I think we are, as far as the millennials, might end up being the first generation that have to take care of college age students and take care of their family, their older family members as well, like their parents. So that puts you, in a really tough situation there. Will you be able to help those family members if anything came up? Or maybe it's just being able to pay for college, paying for your kids to go to school. Is debt preventing you from putting money aside and giving your kid that education, that they need? Whatever it is, whatever you picture yourself wanting to do later on, you will not be able to attain that if you're straddled with debt. So with that being said, we can get into, what steps to take to get out of debt so you can make your dreams actually become a reality. So the first step for getting out of debt, and this is something I talked about previously in pretty much every single episode that I recorded so far, and that is making a budget. So the budget is going to be your North Star, your guiding light for how you're going to move forward financially. So big things we want to do here is make sure we're cutting out, we have our budget set up. We're cutting out all discretionary spending. So no going out to eat, no partying, no fun. All that stuff will come to a grinding halt as we move through this process of trying to get out of debt. So if you are in debt, you probably did some of this stuff initially to begin with. So now you're going to cut that out and then you're pretty much just going to be paying back for the fun that you already had. So think of it as you kind of front loaded the fun a little bit. So that's going to be step number one. The second step is we're going to save that 3 months of expenses, and that's going to be for your emergency fund. So this is break glass in case of emergency. We're only using this money if we have no other options and no other alternatives. And the reason we want to get some money saved up for an emergency fund is because the worst thing that can happen when you're trying to get out of debt is that you don't have any money set aside and you're aggressively paying off your bills, and then life happens, right? So something inevitably will come up, and now you have no savings to attack that problem, and then you have to go into debt to, pay for that emergency. So obviously, it's not very beneficial if you're paying down bills and then you go back into debt to fund an emergency. So we want to make sure that we have that 3 months of expenses saved up in case something does come up. And while we're going through this process, we're not saving for retirement here. So we're going to cut out all the 401k or Roth IRAs, any kind of retirement savings that you guys are doing. We're going to cut all that out and make sure we're just focused on paying money towards our emergency fund and getting that set up for the 3 to 6 months. Now, once all the debt is paid off, that's when we would actually, bump that number up more to the 3 to 6 months, but we want to make sure that we have a bare minimum to cover any kind of expense that comes up in case of an emergency. And the third step, and most important here, is we're going to list all of our debt. So you're going to go down, break out any kind of debts that you have that you're paying monthly. I also recommend in this stage that you want to go pull a credit report and get one of those, get all three credit reports, and you can get, you know, that from something like Credit Karma. Pull that report and make sure that there's nothing out there that's outstanding that you don't know about, because we don't want that to creep up and get you later on. So a couple of different ways you can attack paying this debt down. The first step is called the avalanche method. So this is basically when you list all your debts based on the highest interest rate first, and then you're going to pay down the highest interest rate loan that you have first, and then move down the line from there. So mathematically, this is probably the best way to get your debt paid off as far as saving money, because you're attacking those high interest payments first. And as far as what would you classify as high interest, I would say probably any bad debt that's over 5%. This will not count, you know, your mortgage. So if you do have some mortgage debt in here, we're going to list all these debts except for the mortgage, and that's how we'll attack it. The next way you can pay down your debt is called the snowball method. Now, that phrase was coined by Dave Ramsey. And what this basically takes into account is you're going to list your debts smallest to largest, and then you're going to pay off your smallest debts first and then move to your biggest debts later. This takes into account that psychological effect, right? It's giving you that psychological win. Every time you pay off a debt, you start building some momentum. You're seeing that you're making some progress, and you're seeing the debts are getting knocked out. So how you actually go about this, like I said, you list your debt smallest to largest. So if you had a debt that cost you about $50 a month, you would bang that debt out. Once you free up that $50 a month, now you're going to roll that $50 a month that you were paying on that debt into the next smallest debt, and so on and so forth. And you would continue that process until you have all your debts paid off. Now, this is not mathematically the best way to pay off your debt, because you're going to pay more interest here. However, I will say I've done both of these methods, and the one that worked best for me was doing this debt snowball, because I did like to see those wins as far as paying the debts down. One thing to note is that you will not actually, while you will pay more interest, when you really do the math, you're not paying that much more interest, because after you're paying down these debts aggressively, you start paying your debts faster than the length of the term of the debt. So you're actually saving money on interest. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you had a term for 1 year to pay off a debt, but you were paying off smaller debts first, and then you're knocking that out. And instead of 1 year, you paid it off in 6 months. So you did save some money there as far as the interest goes. So it gets to be negligible. And like I said, in this show, we also focus on the psychological aspect of money. And I tend to see from my readings and studying that people tend to have a little bit more success when they do this debt snowball method. So, and like I said, that one worked for me as well. So I definitely subscribe to it. Now, these steps, they seem very simple. This stuff is really not difficult. It's really just, you know, disciplining yourself and make sure that you're being methodical about going through these processes. And going from there, you know, it may take, really, depending on the size of your debt, anywhere from a couple months, maybe to a couple years to actually get this process done. So, you know, don't be discouraged if you sat down, you look at your debts and you're like, oh my God, I have so much debt. There's no way I could pay this off in 6 months. It may take 12 to 18 months, or 18 months to 24 months. that's okay. You know, get this process done because this is what you need to do in order to take that next step. This debt is going to hold you back from really getting to where you need to get to. So focus on, you know, going through this process, getting that budget done, saving that 3 months, sorry, of expenses in case something pops up, listing your debts, either by using the avalanche method, highest interest, or the debt snowball, smallest to largest payments, and then knock it out. And hopefully, as you go through this process and you start getting these debts knocked out one after the other, you'll start to pick up some steam. You'll get that psychological benefit of seeing that you're making some progress, and that'll motivate you to keep moving forward. And last but not least, step number 4 will be to increase your income. So as you're going through this process, anything you can do to bring in extra money will greatly help you cut down the amount of time it needs for you to pay off your debt. Obviously, you can only cut your budget so much, you can only scrimp so much, but your earning potential really could be endless. So if you get a pay raise, put all that new money towards your debt. If you get a bonus, put all that money towards your debt. If you go ahead, get a part-time job, anything you can do to increase your income, take all that extra money and you put it towards your debt. So increasing your income, anything you can do to bring in an extra few dollars will cut down the amount of time that you will take to pay off your debt. And that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope you like this content. If you do, go ahead and subscribe to the show. And if you haven't gotten the chance, go ahead and check out the previous episodes. And with that said, I'll see you in the next episode.